to UBP Podcast. My name is Karen Jeziolowski. I am Investment Specialist on Emerging Fixed Income at UBP. Today we are discussing our fund, UBAM, Emerging Market Debt Opportunities. This fund enables investors to take advantage of opportunities across all the subsegments of emerging market fixed income. That is emerging sovereign and corporate bonds in hard currencies, local bonds, as well as EM currencies. It is managed with an unconstrained total return approach. This means that no instrument is held because it is in the benchmark. On the contrary, all the positions are there because we believe that they can deliver positive returns. This allows us to be more agile and to express our convictions fully. Fixed income indices tend to be weighted according to the size of bond issues outstanding, creating a bias toward the most indebted issuers, and, as a consequence, performance is driven by the largest, most volatile index components. Our approach frees us from such bias. Consequently, we tend to hold better in down markets without compromising on the upside. The fund aims to deliver at least 5% per annum while limiting volatility compared to emerging market bond indices. A risk-conscious portfolio construction. This is one of the key differentiating factors of this product. Positions are sized according to their potential P&L to risk ratio and their degree of conviction. To that end, we have developed an in-house model which helps us calibrate our positions based on their relative spread risk. Besides, we monitor each position's contribution to the portfolio's VaR. And we want to see the largest VaR where we have the strongest convictions. Performance review. As we said earlier, our approach is total return. Still, as an indication, we compare here our net performance to that of emerging sovereign bond markets, which is the most used in investors' allocation. We look at two investment periods where we could demonstrate both agility in volatile markets like in 2020 and resilience in down market in the first 3 months of this year. In 2020, our fund returned 10.75% versus 5.27% for the sovereign market and 4.88% for our peers' median performance. Despite underperforming in the March sell-off as a result of our relatively long positioning late February, we managed to outperform over the year by holding to our convictions during the worst times of the COVID-19 crisis, as we believe that the market was oversold and valuations had become particularly attractive. We even added to our position shortly after the drawdown, taking advantage of a new set of opportunities, mainly in high-yield bonds. In the year to date, our fund returned -1.74% versus -4.58% for the reference index and a -4.32% median performance for our peers. Our relative outperformance resulted from our duration management. We identified rates as a potential risk for returns in late 2020 and took steps to partially hedge long-end rates via US futures, reducing our overall interest rate duration from 8 at the end of October to 5.8 at the end of December. We further amplified this positioning in early January after two Democrats were elected to the Senate in Georgia, giving the majority of the Congress to the new US administration. We fully hedged our interest rate exposure at the long end and brought down our fund duration to 4.1 early February. Today, we expect US Treasury bonds to stabilize and have lifted our edges at the end of February. Our interest rate duration is now at 6.5. We also have a proven track record against our peers. Indeed, the fund has delivered strong performance and ranks 4th out of 15 over 1 year and 2nd out of 15 over 3 years. Our risk-adjusted performance was also amongst the best over the last 3 years, ranking 2nd out of 15. Current positioning. The fund has a yield of 4.1% and a duration of 6.5. AUM stand at just above $80 million. We prefer corporates over sovereign bonds as they tend to have shorter duration, hence greater stability in this volatile rate environment. They also offer relatively higher yields than sovereign bonds with a similar duration and credit quality and tend to be less volatile. We also have a small allocation to local markets of around 11%, but remain selective and favor low beta currencies, which still provide attractive carry. We have a substantial allocation to high yield, over 50%, as credit fundamentals remain sound on average and do not point toward a risk of general credit crisis. Also, high yield bonds offer higher carry and tend to absorb increases in rates better, thanks to their spread cushion. That said, we remain selective to limit idiosyncratic risk. In terms of sectors, we favor energy, which benefits from the rise in oil prices on the back of better growth prospects for the global economy. We hold over 5% in oil exporting sovereigns and over 10% in oil and gas companies. This sector appears as a cost-effective hedge for potentially higher inflation and higher rates. Among our positions with the strongest conviction and contribution to risk, we hold Egypt bonds. The country has fairly weak fundamentals but proved resilient last year, with real GDP growth estimated at plus 1%. That is one of the few countries with positive GDP growth in 2020, and a primary fiscal surplus. After a relatively large issuance earlier this year, Egyptian bonds cheapened on the back of unfavorable market technicals. We took this opportunity to build a position in March 2021. We hold it for its carry, 8.5%, and potential spread compression. We also hold Geopark. This oil company operates mainly in Colombia, as well as in Chile and Argentina. It's relatively small, but has a successful track record of almost 20 years, a proven reserve life of over 7 years, and no debt maturing before 2024. It has so far demonstrated prudent risk management and a conservative financial policy. The rapid recovery in crude oil prices, which represent about 90% of the company's income, allowed Geopark to post significantly higher revenues and cash flows and to reduce their net leverage. We expect this trend to continue and have a positive outlook for the company. We hold it for its carry, 5%, and expect further spread compression. So why now? After the recent steepening of the US Treasury curve and given the still high spreads of emerging market bonds compared to their developed market peers, we believe that emerging market yields offer attractive entry points. Fundamentals proved to be resilient throughout 2020. And looking ahead, emerging markets' faster economic growth and more favorable demographics may also be investors' best allies to face the post-pandemic challenges. Also, the steep US Treasury curve now provides greater carry and roll down as well as attractive yield pickup for many non-US investors. For instance, the US 10-year Treasury yield is now more than 2% higher than the euro or Swiss franc 10-year rates, while hedging costs remain low at 0.8 or 1% respectively. This makes investing in dollar-denominated assets even more interesting now than they were a few months ago. We expect the fund to benefit from further spread compression by year-end, as well as from some currency appreciation. In conclusion, we believe that our total return approach, with its proven flexibility, is well suited to continue to capture the best opportunities offered by emerging market debt and currency markets, while allowing us to manage risk carefully for the benefit of our investors. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.